The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you like to make your NFL games a little bit more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast. We are presented, of course, by DraftKings Sportsbook. Love those dudes. Love all of you that check us out every week, whether it's on DK Network, which is like Roku and Samsung TV Plus and a bunch of the fast channels now. Of course, a ton of you check us out on YouTube now, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL, which is awesome. Check him out on social media at Fezzik Sports. I am at Ross Tucker NFL. We're at Ross Tucker Pod. Friendly reminder, if you want all of our bets in a beautiful spreadsheet format, all you have to do is become a patron. Patreon.com/RTMedia. You get access to the private Tuckhead Slack channel where our guy Grades, the Australian, posts all of our grades for each week. And Steve, I am in a much better mood this week than I was last week. I was up 10 units week 5 in the NFL. I needed it desperately. I'm now still only 9 units in the red for this year. You were up half a unit for the week, and you're up half a unit for the year. So we're still not where we want to be yet, but we are on the way up. And you know what did it for me, Steve? Wheeling and dealing those teasers. They all hit. All of them. All the teasers I wheeled all came through for me, Steve.
Yeah, the Wong teasers historically have been very, very good. And, you know, for those of you who haven't been with us during our entire journey, you know, we have done phenomenal on this show. So we just give you our records, our wins versus our losses, and I don't think we've ever had a year we haven't been way higher on wins versus losses. And so I would have every expectation that would occur going forward.
I don't think you've ever finished a year negative. I've had a couple, but certainly us together, if you combine both of our bets, we've always been at least up double-digit units. I think most of the time, 20-some units. Let's dive into last week. Game by game, we're one of the only shows I'm aware of, Steve, that we're accountable. We go over our bets for better or for worse. Bears, Commanders, neither one of us had anything. Jags, Bills. I took the Jags getting 5.5. They won outright. You took the over 48 in the game. End up being 25-20. That's kind of a bad beat with Trevor Lawrence fumbling twice inside the 20. That's brutal, Steve. That takes points off the board.
And the wake-up call wasn't there for the Bills in the first quarter where they got bageled. So the Bills offense just got going too late. Plenty of offense in the game, as you mentioned.
Panthers, Lions, we had nothing. Steelers, Ravens. I put two units on the Steelers getting 4.5 under the logic that these games always come down to a field goal one way or the other. It didn't. The Steelers somehow won 17-10. I mean, they blocked the punt for a safety. They had interception in the end zone. The Ravens were dropping passes like crazy. Although, even with all that, the Steelers still should have just lost by a field goal. So, I feel good about those two units. Then we get the Giants. Oh, you lean Steelers. Giants, Dolphins. We had nothing. Falcons, Texans. I leaned Falcons. You took the Falcons, Steve. Laying 1 point, they won by two. You want to give your dissertation on getting the best number and how every point counts?
Yeah,
well, was crazy.
This is what distinguishes our show from every other show and the content providers that don't even bet or bet $5 a game. They'll come out and they'll say ludicrous stuff like, oh, I really like this team and they're going to win by 10. And they don't even reference the point spread other than for grading purposes. And I'm the first guy to say, like in that Falcon game, I was like, at one, the Falcons, really good bet. At three, I like Houston, you know? So I'm a very boring media guest to have on because that's not what people want. People want simplicity. They want, this is the right size. It's absolutely the bottom line is to win at sports betting, it's razor thin, and you must get the very best of the number. Look at every Atlanta game. Look at the Atlanta-Green Bay game when Atlanta won by one, and they didn't cover against the closing number, but they covered during the week. Same thing happens here. If you bet that game, you could have gotten Houston +3 at open and +2.5 at post. Both won, and during the middle of the week, you could have played Atlanta -1 and -1.5.
Saints, Patriots, the Patriots were laying 1.5, which is laughable. Saints were one of the teasers that I wheeled and dealed. So my teasers were the Saints up to 7.5, the Titans up to 7.5, the Jets up to 8, and the Raiders up to 8.5. I paired all four of those together. So that was what, 6 combos? Steve gave you the math last week. So that was 12 units I won just on teasing all those different machinations. Saints, Titans, Saints, Jets, Saints, Raiders. Titans, Jets, Titans, Raiders. Jets, Raiders. Thank goodness I needed that big week in a bad way. Same with Colts, Titans. The next game, Steve, I you know, the Titans lost by a touchdown, but we were getting 7.5 because of the teaser.
You know, I was thinking you're going to list every possible combination. Like, it's like that Buffalo Wild Wings ad where that big flying buffalo, like, talks about the 30 different sauces and the like and stomps on the quarterback. The beauty of the Raiders teaser. So you wheel in all these Raider teasers back when the Raiders were the dog, when we didn't know if Jimmy G was going to play, even though it was obvious he was. And so you're sitting on all these Raiders +8 bets. And then, ooh, now the Raiders are favored. And if you wanted to, and you could open up a bunch of teasers, you know, the other way with Green Bay. And they all won also. So the perfect storm on Monday Night Football.
Oh, that's interesting. Eagles, Rams. Eagles were laying 4.5. You took the Rams. I kind of liked that bet. Eagles dominated, especially the second half. Eagles won 23-14. Could have arguably been worse. Bengals, Cardinals was a best bet for us, Steve. We had the Cardinals getting 3. They're winning the game. 14-10. Dobbs throws a pick 6. They never really recover. I can't believe T. Higgins doesn't play in the game, Steve, and Jonathan Gannon, the Cardinals head coach, lets Ja'Marr Chase have 15 catches like that. I mean, I just, beyond me, we lost two units there. We also lost two units on the Chiefs and the Vikings. We had the Vikings getting 5.5. They lost 27-20. That whole thing with the pass interference and the guy's helmet off, that's what I hate about betting, is the Vikings easily could have kicked the field goal there if they were playing to beat the spread, but they're not. They're playing to win the game.
So I got to ask you, as a former player, Why is it seems like your fellow players have never played a professional football game their entire lives, meaning they score a touchdown, they do everything humanly possible to get flagged with excessive celebration instead of just hand the ball to the ref, sprint to the sideline. If there's any uncertainty or conflict on the field, oh, let's take off our helmet. Ross, how does that happen? How do these teams consistently keep jumping off sides on field goal attempts on fourth and four? It's almost like, as a coach, I would tell my team, look, if you get a penalty in that situation, you're not playing next week. I mean, I'd be that extreme.
It's emotional. It's intense. And that's the answer. It's not a good answer, but that's how. Jets, Broncos, Jets were a teaser for me. They also were a teaser for you, Steve. You had the Jets with the Raiders. That was a best bet for us. So we won two units there. You also had the Titans and the Lions, which was another teaser that came through. And then Cowboys, Niners. Man, I took the Cowboys getting 3.5. We had some people YouTube comments, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. I guess I didn't make that clear last week. Yes, I took the Cowboys. Yes, I wish I didn't. They got annihilated 42-10. Steve leaned Niners. Packers, Raiders, already talked about it. We had them as a teaser last night. That came through. So again, for the week, I was up 10. Steve was up half a unit. We were 0-2 on our best bets with the line, but 2-0 for our best bets teasers. For the year, I'm still down 9 units. Steve's only up half a unit. We have 7 wins, 11 losses on our best bets. We move forward, Steve, with week number 6 in the NFL. But first, I want to make sure you all know that you can get 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale at Omaha Steaks. It is perfect for grilling, tailgating. Listen, if you're tailgating, there is no reason that you shouldn't go to omahasteaks.com today and use code EVEN at checkout and get an extra $30 off your order. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop all your delicious favorites for half the price. Don't forget to enter promo code EVEN at checkout for an extra $30 off. Hurry, because this sale is only for a limited time. Minimum purchase may apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Steve, we move on to week 6. And we start Thursday night. The Broncos are getting 10.5 in Kansas City. Total is 49.
So Kansas City is a team that we want to bet against for the most part because, let's face it, that offense is not what it was, and now Kelce's going to be banged up. But I can't do it, and here's why. When the Broncos won their first game, I thought this was very telling. Game ball goes to Sean Payton, right? And I think it was the general manager that gave it to him, and he's like, I just want to tell everybody in this locker room that we have every faith, we still have every faith in our head coach. Ross, when was the last time you had to have a speech like that about a former Super Bowl champion coach? We have every faith in him still? Like he's like incompetent? That means he's already lost the locker room. Don't want any part of that. Don't want a part of a coach that chews out his quarterback trying to make a play at the end of the game. And ultimately, there's a fumble 6. But I watched that play. Russell Wilson didn't do anything egregiously wrong. There's plenty of quarterbacks that do stupider things or bad plays, you know, each and every quarter. I don't get it. I don't want any part of Denver.
I can only lean Denver getting the 10.5, but I can't pull the trigger. They've been that bad. Ravens and Titans are in London. The Ravens are laying 3.5, Steve. The total's 40.
I actually lean Baltimore, and if you watched it, Baltimore clobbered Pittsburgh. It seems like this always happens, and yet those games stay close. But you referenced the receivers dropping. They didn't drop passes. They dropped touchdown passes. Baltimore's flying out to London early in the week, and Tennessee's taking the red eye Thursday night. I think Baltimore will be very focused. I'll lean Baltimore.
I'm going to take the Titans. I'm only putting one unit on it, but Titans plus the 3.5, one unit. I mean, both these teams play a lot of field goal games, and if I can get 3.5, I'm going to take it. What about San Francisco in Cleveland? Browns coming off of a bye. The Browns are getting 5. The total is a low 39.
Yeah, it's that time of year where you question why you're living in cities like Cleveland or Chicago when the weather turns south, and the weather will be bad for this game. I don't see how Cleveland's going to score. That Niner defense is awesome. Obviously, I don't want to step in front of the Niner offensive juggernaut. However, the Niners can win this one 27-10. I'm going to go under the 39-2 units. Really bad weather, all weather related.
Wow. That is bold, under the 39. I got nothing on that game. I probably even lean to the Niners laying the 5. They're just playing really, really well right now. What about the Dolphins laying 13.5 at home against Carolina, total 48.5?
Yeah, so I'm going to lean Miami here. I almost made Miami a best bet. So Miami, one of the best 3 teams in the NFL, and Carolina's the worst. And Miami only beat the Giants by 15. If you watch that game, they probably should have won by like 85. All right. They pick 6 Miami throws at the end of the first half. So Giants had no business hanging in that game. And Carolina, more of the same, I think. Lean Dolphins.
Lean Dolphins for me as well, but I'm not in the business of laying 13.5 in an NFL football game. What about the Colts and the Jags? The Colts are getting 4 points, totals 46.5.
So I'm going to be cool, and I'm going to wait on this game, but I think it's going to go a little higher. I'll lean to Indy, but I'll probably be betting Indy later. Terrible spot for Jacksonville. So anyone who bets the NBA or MLB knows you look to fade a team off of an extended road trip. Well, it doesn't get more extended than what Jacksonville just did, spending 9 days in London, right? And now they come home feeling fat and happy off of 2 satisfying wins. I could see a easy week in practice, a distracted players back with their families, and this game being very close. So strongly in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I'm going to take Indianapolis. I'll put 2 units on it. I like getting those 4 points. They're pretty competitive. I know they won't have Anthony Richardson, but Minshew's been fine. And I agree, it's a bad spot for Jacksonville coming off those 2 London games. Give me Indy plus 4, 2 units. Seattle's getting 2.5 in Cincinnati, totals 46, Steve.
So this is interesting because this line is where it was on the look-ahead line last week. I don't think Seattle did anything to change the line unless the whole team went to Cancun or something. And the Bengals are much better this week than what we thought they were last week because Burrow looks to be a capable quarterback again. Because of that, I could only look towards the Bengals, strongly in Bengals.
So I'm gonna tease the Bengals. I'm going to tease the Seahawks up to, looks like I missed a game. I'll get back to it. I'm going to tease the Seahawks up to plus 8.5. And I'm gonna wheel my teasers again this week. It was good to me last week, so I'm wheeling them. Seahawks up to plus 8.5. Speaking of wheeling teasers, the Bears line just changed, and it just changed while we're sitting here, Steve, because of the Justin Jefferson news. The Bears were getting 3. Justin Jefferson's going on IR, so now the Bears are only getting 2.5. I'm taking the Bears up to 8.5. They're going to become another one of my teaser legs. The Vikings have played in 1-score games every game the whole year. Bears had extra time. Bears are playing better. Bears plus 8.5, another one of my wheeling teasers this week. If you missed last week, I do every possible machination Total's 46, Steve.
Yeah, I'm going to go under. No JJ. The weather's going to be terrible in Chicago. 18-mile-an-hour winds and rain. 2 units under the 46.
Now we've got the Saints and the Texans. It's in Houston. They're getting 1.5. Total's 41.5. Saints looked awfully good against the Patriots.
Yeah, so this is going to be my teaser of the week. I'm going to take the Texans from 1.5 up to the 7.5. I'll tease it with the Monday night game, and I'll take the LAC, the Chargers, against Dallas for my second leg. 2 units on that teaser.
Yep, those are both teaser legs for me as well, so that's a best bet for us. I'm wheeling all of them again, grades, but I got Houston up to 7.5 and LAC, the Chargers, up to 8 as well. Next up... It's the Commanders and the Falcons. Total is 42. Commanders are getting 2.5 on the road.
Yeah, Falcons actually played very well. You could make the case they should have won by 7 instead of 2 points last week. Good bounce back spot for Washington off that terrible effort, but you have to wonder how they could have played so bad on Thursday night. This is one long teaser that I don't want a part of Washington. I'm going to pass.
Yep, I'm taking Washington up to 8.5 as a long teaser, and I would even lean Washington getting the 2.5. That was embarrassing against Chicago. I expect them to bounce back, so I would lean Washington getting the 2.5, but they are one of my 5, I believe, teaser legs for this week. What about the Patriots getting 3 out there where you reside in Las Vegas? Total's 41.5. Will this be the third straight game, Steve, where there's more fans for the opposing team than the Raiders?
No, because the Steelers have a rabid fan base that supports the team, and Green Bay ditto. If I'm a New England Patriot fan, why am I backing this team? This team's garbage after winning 6 Super Bowls, so the Raiders are going to have more fans. And let's face it, if the Raiders were able to play well without the home field advantage in the game last night, they certainly can beat a reeling Patriot team. Belichick, you lost the divorce. You lost it. You went from greatest coach of all time to just a Hall of Fame coach. And I'm going to back the Raiders 2 units, -3.
Right now, I can see on Game Time app, the get-in price is $190. To that game. That's the cheapest price at Allegiant Stadium. Remember, Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you complete peace of mind with your purchase. The coolest part of the app by far is that you can actually, while you're looking at the prices, you can see a picture from where your seat would be. I have no idea how they actually do that. But anyway, take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account. Use code MONEY for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. So again, create an account, redeem code MONEY for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. And while you're doing it, Steve, have a few Labatt Blue Lights while you're at the game with your friends or your family, whoever. Always enjoy responsibly beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. I'm going the other way. I don't believe in the Raiders at all, and I don't believe the Patriots are going to have a third straight pathetic outing. 1 unit on the Patriots, +3. This might be it for me and them. What about the Eagles and the Jets? That line's now up to +7. Eagles laying 7, totals 42.
Yeah, at 7, I will certainly back the Jets for 2 units. I wouldn't have played them at 6.5. Jets team certainly has a little bit of their mojo back, and that, you know, you're giving the ball off to Hall and you have an effective offense. Quick note on why the Raiders is such a great experience. There's nothing like being able to stay in your hotel and walk to the game. It's what makes Petco in San Diego and the hotels close by so special. That really makes for a fantastic trip. So Vegas is a great football trip, but very expensive. I think the Eagles have just been playing close games. They'll win again. It'll be a close game. I like the Jets 2 units.
I can only lean Jets there. I don't like Vera Tucker being out, and the Eagles looked awfully good, so I can't do it. But I'll lean Jets. Lions and the Bucks. Ooh. I had, before we started the show, I was going to take the Bucks plus 3.5, Steve. The line's now down to plus 3. Total's 43.5. That makes a difference. I'm out now on the Bucks. I wanted the 3.5. I've
Ditto,
learned.
Pass the game.
Cardinals-Rams. The Cardinals are getting 6.5. Total for that one's 48. By the way, total for Lions-Bucks, 43.5. Eagles-Jets, 42. Cardinals-Rams totals 48. Rams are laying 6.5, Steve.
Both teams' defenses were on the field the entire game for like 60, 70 plays. I like over 48, 2 units.
Ooh, interesting. I like the Cardinals in this one. I just think they had some things go against them, against the Bengals, that I don't think that'll happen again. I wish it was 7 or 7.5. I'm just going to put 1 unit on the Cardinals plus the 6.5. Giants, Bills, I'm calling that one, Steve, for Westwood 1. Bills are laying 14. Total's 44.5.
Looks a little bit light, but my numbers make it only 13.5. I pass.
I'm going to pass as well. But the Bills lost Milano, Daquan Jones. They're taking on water. Cowboys, Chargers. Chargers are getting 2 at home, although there will be more Cowboys fans, I'm very confident. The total's 51. You and I both have the Chargers in a teaser leg. I can't remember who you paired them with. Houston, I think.
Yeah, Houston.
And I've got them in my wheeling and dealing. So I've got 5 teaser legs this week, Steve. How many teasers does that mean I have?
You have 10. So with 5 teaser legs, the formula is 5 factorial divided by 3 factorial times 2 factorial. The 3s cancel. 5 times 4 divided by 2. That's 10 combinations.
Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for tuning in to Even Money. Make sure to also check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Fantasy Feast, and College Draft, all on the DraftKings Network, YouTube, or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform.